Back in October, I got the set of tapes. Up until that time, it had been the worst year of my life. And within a matter of less than a week, that turned around. And my life's been better ever since.
It's changed my work, my personal life. And the things that I immediately noticed were that I'm able to do a lot more things at the same time. I'm more multitask-oriented than I was before. But at the same time, I can stay more focused. So I have the ability to think faster and do more. Before, I would always agonize over the pros and cons of my decisions, and I don't do that anymore. The decision immediately comes to me. I intuitively know it. I stick with it, and I'm very confident about what the outcome is going to be. And that wasn't there before, so I know it's because of the tape series.
I tell you, I've gotten more and more areas of myself than I ever dreamt possible. Now I feel free and self-confidence, and I'm ready to go out and conquer the world. I mean, these people really have something going here, and it's powerful.
And the sounds and the intensity, I felt a lot of intensity in some of these where it was physically going into my brain and resetting some of the neurological paths that are in there and breaking down old barriers and moving things around. And it caused my brain to, at times, I could actually feel a physical shift in the brain.
My ability to concentrate increased tremendously, and my ability to retain the information and the speed with which I took the information in, they have been fantastic.
The sounds have been, the word I think would be tremendously enhancing, mind expanding. Tremendous.
It sounds as though one of the benefits of using brain speak is that these sound patterns make people feel good. Is that true?
Yes. Most people report an experience of calmness, of relaxation and peace during and after using the tapes.
Why is that?
Well, when the mind and body are relaxed, which is what happens when listening to the brain speak sounds, your brain and body systems are in a more natural state. They're in harmony. They actually synchronize and resonate to these positive sound patterns.
What's the importance of that resonant state?
That's important because it's only when you're in this balanced state of mind and body that you can learn effortlessly, improve your concentration, and be more creative. You can get more done with less energy while experiencing a drastic reduction in stress.
So, I can learn quickly, do several things at once, and not be overwhelmed by it all. Just how do these brain speak sounds work?
It's simple, really. Three things happen when sound stimulates your mind and body. First, sound waves activate the neurons in your brain. One sound pattern can stimulate millions of neurons. The second step is when those neurons start releasing neurotransmitters. That's the way neurons communicate with each other. The more neural connections you have, the more integrated and deeply embedded the thought or the memory or experience becomes. And the third step, as your brain is being stimulated, it is now open to reprogramming old beliefs and creating new ones, especially when they're escorted into the very core of your being by these brain-speak sound patterns.
Now, what do you mean by reprogramming the brain?
We all have programs. They consist of our thoughts and beliefs, and these determine our behavior. They can be positive beliefs like, I'm smart and capable, or negative beliefs like, I'll never succeed. When you change these programs, you change your life.
So, reprogramming just means giving your brain new thoughts and beliefs to choose from.
That, and being more conscious of what you're actually putting into your subconscious mind.
Tell me about the subconscious mind. Jim, that's your area of expertise, isn't it?
Well, it's mine and I guess Sigmund Freud's. You know, he researched and studied the subconscious mind extensively and found that at least 90% of your brain power is in the subconscious. He found that the subconscious accepts as reality everything, positive and negative, and that rules your behavior.
You mean when my third grade teacher told me I'd never be any good at math, that became part of my program? That I'm playing that message over and over again as an adult? Is that why I can't balance my checkbook, because I don't really believe I can do it?
Exactly. And today, when you say to yourself, I can't do this, you're programming your subconscious mind not to succeed at whatever it is. You're reinforcing those old negative beliefs that are undermining your current abilities and potential for success.
Every time you think those thoughts, you're reactivating the original program which created that belief. The initial frown from your dad or word from your teacher imprinted a belief in your brain. It's actually wired into your nervous system, and you've been replaying it ever since.
It's like grooves in a record. Every time you play it, you're deepening the groove. The only way to get out of that groove is to create a new one, to change the record. That's the only way to stop those self-defeating behaviors. It's really all in your mind.
What happens in the brain when you use the brain speak sounds?
Well, as we've said, sound waves stimulate the brain. There's also a biochemical and electrical response that's set in motion when the neurons begin firing, or communicating, as Michael said. More importantly, your brain waves slow down, and both the right and left hemispheres of your brain begin to synchronize, to balance.
Okay, let's talk about the right and left brain for a moment. Now that we have a better understanding of how the sound technology works, I know that the left hemisphere is logical, analytical, and linear, and the right is creative, intuitive, and spatial. Who developed that concept?
It wasn't a single person, but the work of many physicians and scientists. Over 100 years ago, doctors working with brain damage patients linked certain behaviors and abilities to either the left or right sides of the brain. It wasn't until Dr. Roger Sperry won the 1981 Nobel Prize in Medicine that the actual characteristics of the brain's hemispheres were fully documented.
Whole brain learning is the name of your institute, and you also use it to refer to your teaching methods. But what does it really mean?
It means that we want people to use their whole brain, not just a part of it. We teach them how to use both hemispheres of the brain in a conscious, more balanced way.
When the right and left hemispheres of the brain are in sync, are balanced, the more creative, imaginative, and productive you can be. You can even operate on less sleep and not feel tired.
I just finished reading a book called The Brain by a neurologist, Richard M. Restack. In it, he talks about how being a genius may be the result of how much stimulation the brain actually gets and how many neural connections are made when it is stimulated. Now, does this mean that using brain speak can increase your IQ and help you improve skills and abilities?
Our clients can speak for themselves on this one, too.
Henry Mills, electronics technician in Hollister, North Carolina. The tapes do work. I began to feel better about myself even after listening to them the first time. After a week, I began to concentrate better and to have more energy. They are a giant step above ordinary self-help tapes. John Leonard, a computer programmer in San Diego, says, "Using my whole brain has doubled my computer mastery."
Kirk Hamilton, student in Sacramento, California, says, "My reading has improved considerably, as has my recall of names."
Improvement in reading, in intelligence, and computer skills. How do people achieve results like that with just sounds?
We've made the BrainSpeak sounds even more powerful by combining them with subliminal messages. Positive statements like, "I learn quickly and easily," or "I remember and retain all the information I need."
So, you start with the BrainSpeak sound patterns, and then you add subliminal messages to the sounds?
On certain tapes we do. That's because the BrainSpeak sounds can penetrate the mind and escort subliminal messages beyond the threshold of conscious thought. That means that they bypass any left brain logical resistance. They speak directly to the subconscious mind, where all learning and change take place.
Yeah, the subconscious mind can hear, perceive, and absorb and act on subliminal suggestions, whether you are conscious of them or not.
And when you decide to enhance your life by changing your beliefs, the BrainSpeak system can help. We use subliminal tapes in a customized program to support new ways of learning and thinking, to help you get what you want from life.
But how do you know that subliminal messages even work?
Besides people telling me about the results they've gotten, there are many studies on the use of subliminals. A 1984 congressional report prepared by the House Committee on Science and Technology, for instance, confirmed that subliminal messages are recorded by the brain and called upon later, as needed. Here's an example. Say you're working on improving your memory, and one of the BrainSpeak subliminal affirmations on your tape is, "I easily recall names and faces." Even though this is an inaudible message, you are not consciously aware of hearing it, you can still call upon that new brain imprint when you need it. Like at your class reunion or next corporate sales meeting, you'll be able to pick out and remember names in that sea of faces.
What other studies have been conducted using subliminals?
Well, in 1979, a Midwestern medical center played positive subliminal messages along with soothing background music in their waiting rooms and staff rest areas. Within a very short time, they noticed significant improvement in behaviors, such as reduction in smoking and increased cooperation among coworkers.
I think I remember that study. They even counted cigarette butts at the end of the day to verify the decrease in smoking, right?
Right. Smoking decreased by over 60%.
Are there any other examples of doctors using subliminals? signals?
Sure. You've probably heard of Dr. Bernie Siegel, who is a surgeon and is now a best-selling author. And he reports that when calming messages are played during surgery, that his patients recover much faster. There is also evidence that when subliminals are used, patients require 20 to maybe even 50% less anesthesia and suffer far less anxiety.
There are lots of subliminal tapes on the market making the same claims of improved concentration, accelerated learning, and better health and well-being. What makes the BrainSpeak system unique?
Lots of reasons. One is that the Whole Brain Learning Institute is the only organization that has combined the concept of whole brain learning with the latest breakthroughs in neuroscience and sound technology. We're certainly the only company whose focus is the development of scientifically proven subliminal sound patterns used to enhance the quality of life.
Let me add another reason. You know, unlike many advertised subliminal tapes, the BrainSpeak system doesn't utilize a million computer-generated subliminal messages stacked one on top of the other. We've found in our research that most effective and permanent changes occur when subliminals are delivered one at a time. That still allows for thousands of subliminals on each tape.